Médecins Sans Frontières, the Nobel Prize-winning humanitarian relief organization, has just opened an office in Prague, a move it hopes will see an upsurge in the number of skilled Czech and Slovak volunteers it can recruit for its missions. Colleen O'Connor has the story.
Problems can occur and they will not receive treatment. There is no other NGO, no other actor that is providing care. So if a tree has fallen on the road...
A report on the activity of Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders, in Niger, just one of the many trouble spots around the world where this NGO is active. Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, uses doctors, nurses and other skilled volunteers to provide medical and humanitarian assistance in the developing world and war zones. It has played a major part in countless international relief efforts, ranging from the 1984 famine in Ethiopia to the long-running civil war in Sri Lanka. For many, the care provided by MSF volunteers is the only medical help they have access to. At the moment, there are only about 30 Czech volunteers attached to MSF. Up to now, they have had to apply to work for the organisation via its Vienna office. Now, however, it will be a lot easier for MSF to recruit Czech and Slovak staff because it has just opened a branch in Prague. MSF Director Richard Walker says the time is right to open an office to recruit directly from the Czech Republic and Slovakia, because both countries have a lot to offer an organisation like Médecins Sans Frontières.
We have excellent education, medical education, particularly in Czech. We also have a population who are, let's say, adventurous in terms of their travelling and their ability to move around the world. We also find that their skill sets, their language skills are appropriate for our organisation. So it's a perfect target for us in terms of recruitment, particularly of medical and non-medical staff here.
One Czech doctor who has been cooperating with MSF for a number of years is obstetrician and gynaecologist Andrej Šimetka, who has been on missions to places like Sri Lanka and Liberia. Although, like many Czechs, he was initially attracted to MSF because of the opportunities it gave him to travel and see the world, his continued involvement with the organisation is based on something a lot deeper.
I liked travelling a lot when I was in a medical university, and so that was basically the main interest in the beginning. I thought it would be nice to somehow combine medical work and traveling, you know, learning new cultures and that kind of stuff. So I just took some courses in tropical medicine, and after I finished the university and got my specialization, I applied for MSF. And then I went on a first mission, and then after you actually work on a first mission, it all changes and the motivation is somehow completely different, and the interest in traveling somehow is not the most important. The most important thing is the feeling you get from the work, you know, the help you can provide. This is the nice thing about working for MSF.
It is hoped that with the opening of a branch in Prague, Médecins Sans Frontières will soon be recruiting a lot more people from the Czech Republic's highly skilled medical workforce in the near future. Richard Walker also says that the opening of a Prague branch of MSF should also raise the organisation's profile in the Czech Republic and Slovakia and help focus the public's attention on some of the crisis regions where it operates.
The second pillar of MSF is witnessing and advocacy. And our job also in Czech will be to raise awareness of humanitarian issues around the world, crises that MSF is involved in, and our interventions.
MSF Director Richard Walker, ending that report by Colleen O'Connor.